listening to Through My Bible in 3 Years, published by Northwestern Publishing House and available on www.wells.net. Our reading is Joshua chapters 18 and 19. The whole assembly of the Israelites gathered at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The country was brought under their control, but there were still 7 Israelite tribes who had not yet received their inheritance. So Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint 3 men from each tribe. I will send them out to make a survey of the land and to write a description of it, according to the inheritance of each. Then they will return to me. You are to divide the land into 7 parts. Judah is to remain in its territory on the south, and the house of Joseph in its territory on the north. After you have written descriptions of the 7 parts of the land, bring them here to me, and I will cast lots for you in the presence of the Lord our God. The Levites, however, do not get a portion among you, because the priestly service of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have already received their inheritance on the east side of the Jordan. Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave it to them." As the men started on their way to map out the land, Joshua instructed them, "Go and make a survey of the land and write a description of it. Then return to me, and I will cast lots for you here at Shiloh in the presence of the Lord." So the men left and went through the land. They wrote its description on a scroll, town by town, in 7 parts, and returned to Joshua in the camp at Shiloh. Joshua then cast lots for them in Shiloh in the presence of the Lord, and there he distributed the land to the Israelites, according to their tribal divisions. The lot came up for the tribe of Benjamin, clan by clan. Their allotted territory lay between the tribes of Judah and Joseph. On the north side, their boundary began at the Jordan, passed the northern slope of Jericho and headed west into the hill country, coming out at the desert of Beth Avon. From there it crossed to the south slope of Luz, that is Bethel, and went down to Atarath Adar on the south hill of lower Beth Horon. From the hill facing Beth Horon on the south, the boundary turned south along the western side and came out at Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, a town of the people of Judah. This was the western side. The southern side began at the outskirts of Kiriath Jearim on the west, and the boundary came out at the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. The boundary went down to the foot of the hill facing the valley of Beth Hinnom, north of the valley of Rephaim. It continued down the Hinnom Valley along the southern slope of the Jebusite city and so to En Rogel. It then curved north, went to En Shemesh, continued to Goliath, which faces the pass of Adummim, and ran down to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. It continued to the northern slope of Beth Araba, and on down into the Araba. It then went to the northern slope of Beth Hogla, and came out at the northern bay of the Salt Sea, at the mouth of the Jordan in the south. This was the southern boundary. The Jordan formed the boundary on the eastern side. These were the boundaries that marked out the inheritance of the clans of Benjamin on all sides. The tribe of Benjamin, clan by clan, had the following cities: Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek Kizes, Beth Araba, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Pera, Ophra, Kephar Ammoni, Ophni, and Geba, 12 towns and their villages: Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kephira, Moza, Rechem, Erpiel, Terelah, Zela, Ha'ilith, the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath, 14 towns and their villages. This was the inheritance of Benjamin for its clans. The second lot came out for the tribe of Simeon, clan by clan. Their inheritance lay within the territory of Judah. It included Beersheba, or Sheba, Molada, Hazar-Shuel, Bala, Ezim, El-Tolad, Betho, Hormah, Zikleg, Beth-Markaboth, Hazar-Susa, Beth-Labaoth, and Sharuan, 13 towns and their villages. Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 towns and their villages. And all the villages around these towns, as far as Baaleth-Beer, Ramah in the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Simeonites, clan by clan. The inheritance of the Simeonites was taken from the share of Judah, because Judah's portion was more than they needed. So the Simeonites received their inheritance within the territory of Judah. The third lot came up for Zebulun, clan by clan. The boundary of their inheritance went as far as Sered. Going west it ran to Marala, touched Dabesheth, and extended to the ravine near Jokneam. It turned east from Sered toward the sunrise to the territory of Kishleth-Tabor and went on to Dabereth and up to Japhia. Then it continued eastward to Gath-Hepher and Eth-Kazin. It came out at Rimmon and turned north to Nea. There the boundary went around on the north to Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iphtael. Included were Kateth, Nahalal, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem. There were 12 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of Zebulun, clan by clan. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, clan by clan. Their territory included Jezreel, Kishulath, Shunem, Hepharaim, Shion, Anarath, Rebeth, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, and Ganim, and Hada and Bethpazes. The boundary touched Tabor, Sheazuma, and Bethshemesh, and ended at the Jordan. There were 16 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Issachar, clan by clan. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher, clan by clan. Their territory included Helkath, Halai, Beten, Ekseph, Alamelech, Amed, and Mishal. On the west, the boundary touched Carmel and Shehor-Libnath. It then turned east toward Beth-Dagon, touched Zebulun and the valley of Iphtael, and went north to Beth-Emek and Neiel, passing Cable on the left. It went to Abdon, Rehob, Hammon, and Cana, as far as Greater Sidon. The boundary then turned back toward Ramah and went to the fortified city of Tyre, turned toward Hosah, and came out in the region of Akseb, Ummah, Aphek, and Rehob. There were 22 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Asher, clan by clan. The sixth lot came out for Naphtali, clan by clan. Their boundary went from Heleph and the large tree in Zaananim, passing Adami-Nekeb and Zabneel to Lechem and ending at the Jordan. The boundary ran west through Esneph-Tabor and came out at Hukkok. It touched Zebulun on the south, Asher on the west, and the Jordan on the east. The fortified cities were Zidim, Zur, Hamath, Rekath, Kinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, and Hazor, Iron, Migdal-El, Horam, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh. There were 19 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali, clan by clan. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan, clan by clan. The territory of their inheritance included Zorah, Eshtael, Irshemesh, Shealeben, Aijalon, Ithlah, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltekeh, Gibbethon, Baaleth, Jehud, Beni-Berek, Gath-Rimmon, Mijarkin, and Rekin, with the area facing Joppa. But the Danites had difficulty taking possession of their territory, so they went up and attacked Leshem, took it, put it to the sword, and occupied it. They settled in Leshem and named it Dan after their forefather. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Dan, clan by clan. When they had finished dividing the land into its allotted portions, the Israelites gave Joshua son of Nun an inheritance among them, as the Lord had commanded. They gave him the town he asked for, Timnath-serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he built up the town and settled there. These are the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel assigned by lot at Shiloh, in the presence of the Lord, at the entrance to the tent of meeting. And so they finished dividing the land. You've been listening to Through My Bible in 3 Years. If you'd like to have these Bible readings emailed to you, visit www.wells.net/jump/Bible3 and click on the subscribe link. Tune in tomorrow to hear God's Word again. Scripture taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 1973, 1978, and 1984 by International Bible Society. Used by permission of Zondervan. All rights reserved.